Heading toward 8:40 on a Tuesday morning edition of the Get Together here, the 16th of August. And it is the season. In fact, Sean, you've talked about it. You have, not to jinx or cut the season short or have summer end, as we have had people say that as of July 4th, the summer was over. But that's not true. But there is now some reason to believe that all of the things that we like about the fall are gearing up and getting ready. And that certainly, Chris, what do you, Chris, you just, yeah, we don't hear from you for months. And now we have you on, and now you just show up
in
your pajamas. Apparently.
Now you can't get rid of me. How about that?
I have a feeling I know why he's in this room.
Because of where he lives and proximity to...
Let's just say that we have a mutual interest in one of the places we'll be talking about.
Because he thinks there's free food?
Yeah. Wait.
We run on free food. And every radio station in the country does, so it's not just us. Well, we are talking about cider mills. I used to live in Franklin. We would go to the Franklin Cider Mill. That was nearby. There are so many great ones. Blake's Orchards, Irwin Orchards and Cider Mill. I mean, the list goes on and on. But we have the story now, and we have the president of the Armada-based family-owned business of Blake's. Andrew Blake is on the line right now. Andrew, good morning. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are all good, as the group has grown now. Because we're talking about something we all love, and you guys have continued to grow by an acquisition that you just announced.
Yeah, we, you know, we're super grateful to be, you know, kind of expanding our, you know, our farming roots, and, you know, we've been good friends with the Irwin family and in Lyon Township for many years, and, you know, the apple, you know, cider mill community is really, really small and very close. And when they were ready to, you know, look at retirement, they asked us if we would, you know, continue to carry on their, you know, their cider mill tradition in their community. And we were super excited about the opportunity to not only, you know, carry on, you know, the amazing tradition that they have at Irwin's, but also, you know, add a little bit of what I think we do so well. Specifically around fall time, family entertainment. And, you know, as you guys were talking, fall is definitely in the air. The mornings are getting cooler. Apples are ripening. We actually have the best apple crop in my 33 years of living. So we're super excited about the crop this year. So we got a lot to be thankful for and a lot to be excited about. And we're really, really excited.
On that note, the owners, Bill and Linda Irwin and the Emery family, were partners in the business for 40 years. And they are retiring. And that reality is bittersweet. But what a nod to you guys and your abilities, professionalism, and family. Because the Irwins were a fourth-generation family running their South Lyon farm. So it's like more than 102 years. To turn to the Blakes, to turn to the Blakes and make the decision that you would be the folks they'd want to take over is a real compliment to you guys, don't you think, Andrew?
Yeah, we were really honored. You know, they have done such a great job, and you know, to see that how helpful they've been and graceful in the transition. Just about all of their staff from previous years is returning. You know, I couldn't ask for a more healthy, you know, kind of, jumping into, this project, and, you know, the support from the Irwins and the Emerys has been amazing. Kyle Emery's, you know, going to be pressing cider like he always has every year. So we're really, our motto is don't mess up a good thing. Cause they really do have a good thing there.
I think that's a good business motto for virtually any business.
Yeah,
don't mess up a good thing. Well, the orchard will become Blake's Orchard and Cider Mill of South Lyon. And the studio is full of people who are admirers. Chris Renwick, who is one of our senior news analysts, came in. Is it because you live close to which one?
That's my stomping ground, South Lyon.
Perfect. Well, you know, we got some new things happening this year there that I think you'll like. We'll have a tasting room, you know, put up there hopefully by you know, the 1st of September. We'll be fully rolling with the tasting room. Weekends, we're going to have food trucks, you know, and a lot of food options that are is a little bit of a change. You know, we're going to expand our agritainment and family entertainment.
Agritainment. I love that. Yeah. You've coined a new word, agritainment.
I think we have. Yeah, it's basically, you know, entertainment down on the farm. And you know, we really try to root what we consider agritainment as being, you know, farm-based family experiences. I think it's one thing we've really developed and cultivated as a company, and I think it's why, you know, people look for that moment of fall to really bring families together, friends together, you know, get out in nature and do things.
And you open this Saturday.
That's right. So this Saturday, we're doing a bit of a soft opening, you know, a lot of training of historical employees, and then our Blake's team be there working and, you know, getting to know the community. And then our real grand opening's on the 27th and 28th, where we'll have, you know, half off basically everything for the weekend. And we'll also have food trucks, live music, and we'll be there, you know, to welcome the community and with open arms and hope to learn a lot about the local community as well, so we can serve them better.
Andrew, what's the website for people to check in and know the schedule and locations?
Yeah. Yeah, so go to www.blakefarms.com and click on our locations tab, and then go down to Lyon Township, and you will see, you know, our newest location.
And where's the hard cider facility? I'm asking for a friend. Where's the hard cider?
So this year it's actually going to be a seasonal pop-up tasting room. So it's actually going to be like a big beer garden and beer tent, with semi-trailers, with taps hooked to it, food trucks, live music, and a stage. So it's going to be kind of down on the farm country, county fair type.
You're bringing tears to the eyes of my guests here in the studio.
All right, you had me a tasting, then it got better.
Just make sure that raspberry cider's there, and everything's good.
Deal.
All right. Deal. Thanks, Andrew. Happy season to you and the family, Andrew.
Thank you. We'll see you all soon.
All right. Andrew Blake, the famous Blakes. They got three or four locations now. And God bless them for doing a nice job. And to all the various cider mills, it'll be opening. We support you all. It's a great part of what makes Michigan great. 847 WJR.